ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media station.
Sounds fascinating.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Hour number two starts right now. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride wherever you may be in the big city. I was chatting it up with my favorite barista at Starbucks, Gilbert, and he said, you know what, man? Podcast is awesome. He goes, I love catching up on your show because I'm normally working while it's on live, but the fact that I can access it and get to those hours of the show when I get home is awesome. So check it out if you would, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab at the top of the page,
Gilbert,
that says Usual Suspects, and you can catch up on that day's show. And we do have some archives, but you can also go to podcastarena.com.
Pretty much every day is awesome. Except when I'm out.
Then it's like super awesome.
On the text
Ask
line.
Ask Nick.
Wow, you just...
Nick was like...
Great comeback. Somebody texted us and said, is Joel going to explode today?
Well,
I'm trying.
Let me tell you something.
I'm really trying.
I was going to say, let me tell you something. There's two ways that could go. My temperament or my lower leg.
One of the two.
Yes.
I'm trying to get him to explode mentally. Maybe the leg will explode physically and it'll be good. Will the win help Yordan finally get a postseason home run? Man, I hope so. Goodness gracious.
Barry.
I'm about sick of it.
In order to do that, you have to make contact with the baseball. When you have struck out 13 of the 26 times you've come to the plate in the playoffs, I've never seen a guy in the history of the game hit a home run without making contact.
How many of those? Oh, I bet you there's been one. I bet you there's been a guy that scored on a
I said hitting a home run.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hate to crap on your theory.
You don't think there's been like an inside the park? It's all errors, obviously, but like a guy, like strike three.
Like a little league
away,
home run.
Right. Yeah. And it gets away and he runs to first and then the ball gets thrown into the corner and he's fast and he
I'm sure there was something
in,
like that.
I bet there's
that would have been awesome on SportsCenter if they went back to that commercial of, Grandpa, you never guess what happened today. I ran to first and then the ball went all the way in the outfield and I went all the way to second and then a guy couldn't get out of his glove and I went and the whole SportsCenter highlight would have been narrated by some kid talking to his grandpa about, and it was a home run.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was a four base error.
Somebody texted, Greinke gave up one hit last game and that's a bad performance? ? Nope. Greinke gave up more than one hit. He gave up three runs.
Yeah.
Two home runs. So I think you were looking at Tanaka's stat line. But
Tanaka, one hit.
Nice try.
Yeah. So guess what? What was the exact text again?
That Greinke gave up one hit and that's a bad outing? ?
No, what's a bad outing? A bad outing is you texting something like that without doing your homework.
Greinke went six innings, gave up seven hits, three earned runs, and then his previous outing was the debacle against Tampa Bay where he went 3.2 innings, gave up five hits and six earned runs. So yeah.
So let's,
you know, there's this thing called Google, and you can look up their numbers. It's pretty cool. I highly recommend it.
Another thing called a box score, which all you got to do is go to ESPN. You can find it, and you can look at exactly how he pitched.
This is pretty funny. We were talking earlier about Vider and Jasper and how we confuse the two, and God knows that how that could happen. Hi, guys. This is Mary. I drive chemical tanker trucks from Beaumont to Conroe twice a day, and I pass through cut and shoot every day. I am laughing my ass off at y'all's conversation. Everything you're saying is so true. I am passing through there right now watching this place on the side of the highway selling Confederate flags. So, thank you, Mary. Travel safe. I love that everyone got so offended like we made it up.
I didn't even look at the text line because I know I got murdered.
This is also this is not the first time we've had this conversation.
I didn't even read all the Jasper Vider texts. I searched for those and just deleted them because it was pointless.
This isn't the first time. Every time we go to Beaumont, if you got to go from the house and you take the back route.
Oh, I take 105. I take the cut and shoot to Beaumont.
And what's the lake?
Sour Lake?
Sour Lake. And you talk about all the different stickers and Confederate flags that you see.
Oh, yeah.
But we're off base. Yeah. Go try and figure out how they're stealing signs, people.
Somebody said, are we going to cover Jennifer Reyna leaving Channel 2? Damn, she's fine. First of all.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know she was leaving Channel 2. Second of all, she was fine.
She was fine?
What are you getting at?
Like, she's not fine anymore? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like she's lost a few miles per hour off the fastball.
First of all, I feel like...
I mean, you know, she's hitting low 90s, but she was upper 90s for a while, 98, 99.
There's nobody out there that can tell 90. Jen how good she is better than Jen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I didn't know she was leaving. I know last night, kind of, I think, unbeknownst to even him, Frank Billingsley and Dominique let the world know that Bill Baeza is stepping away.
Oh, really?
And his last day is like the 30th of January. But I did not hear the Jennifer Reyna information.
I didn't either, and I just Googled it. And all I see is that she's returning to fitness at Baby Bull Boxing. But I don't see anything where she says she's leaving.
It's all over the Googles.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where is she going?
I just typed in Jennifer Reyna leaving Channel 2, and nothing came up.
How'd you spell it?
No, it's literally all... KPRC is on it.
Where is she going?
Click to Houston. I don't know. It just said she's leaving.
This was from last year. Mike McGuff said Jennifer Reyna is not leaving Channel 2, but that was June of 2018.
And Mike McGuff is the rag for local radio and TV here.
Is he better or worse than our guy at the Chronicle? What's
Barron,
his name?
David Barron. Remember, part of the first game of the ALDS,
Barry didn't realize
David Barron was standing right by him. I was like, hey. I was like, Barry, you want me to introduce you to your boy? And he's like, he didn't say anything at first. And I go, you know who that was, right? And he's like, no, who? And I go, David Barron. He's like, oh! He was so fired up. He wanted to run down the hallway.
I don't like that dude.
Bro, he's old.
He's such a 6'10 brown noser.
Hello, Joel. David Barron. I used to get those calls all the time.
Really?
Hello, Joel, David Barron. I was just wondering if you could tell me the information on Calvin Murphy.
The scoop I got was that he only published the ratings when 6'10 did good because they would send them to him.
Because they gave them to him. That's right.
That's lazy-ass reporting.
I've told you this before. Back when USA Today was a thing as the daily national newspaper, they had in the sports section, they had a guy named Rudy Martsky. And Rudy Martsky did the radio and TV column. I guarantee you that 9 times out of 10, if you read the early stages of David Barron's radio and TV, every national tidbit was exactly what Rudy Martsky put in there.
Really? He'd copy it word for word?
And there wasn't as much prevalence in terms of the local side of things and coverage on it. But like, he doesn't have like sources he goes to and people he talks to. It's either he gets to it or he's read it or regurgitated it from somewhere else.
Man, now there's a difference between getting an AP article and posting it, but usually you don't give credit. You don't take credit as the writer. You just say it was from the AP. So if the Chronicle used an AP article on their website or in the paper, they would credit the AP. But if you're just copying and pasting,
and a lot of his stuff is like, so-and-so re-signed with AT&T Sportsnet. The ratings for last night's Rockets game were. The Astros to date are doing this. Those are just, you know, that's just a lazy way of putting something out there so you have content under your name in a column.
Uh-oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is on Channel 2's website.
Yeah.
Click to Houston. Jennifer Reyna leaving KPRC. This was posted and updated today at 1 and 1:30. So right when we went on the air, the bomb dropped. In a statement, KPRC's 2 general manager, Jerry Martin, wrote, after a long good faith negotiation between both parties, we could not come to a new agreement with Jennifer. Her last day will be Friday on KPRC. Jennifer has been part of our family for more than 15 years. We thank her for all her hard work as an anchor and traffic reporter, as well as her dedication to community events. We wish her a great future. She joined in 2006.
Wow.
It says she joined in 2006, sharing her extensive knowledge of Houston, helping viewers get through their morning delays. She was an anchor weekends, mornings. She reported from the field and anchored KPRC 2 News midday at 11. Reyna is a graduate of U of H. Well, no more, fam. That's what happened.
Can I just tell you something? She was out there
trying to negotiate with that U of H education.
Shut your mouth.
Can I just tell you something?
It all fell apart.
She's a good traffic reporter.
Oh, you ain't right for that.
I'm just telling you, she does good as a traffic reporter.
See? I mean,
okay.
You ain't right. Yeah.
Why? Cuz I'm honest?
I'm
getting back to my old job.
What?
You get on me when I get on Fox.
So is she going to go to 11 or 13, you think? Or do you think the problem was she was asking too much or they weren't willing to pay enough?
I believe the first.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. And I believe that if I was guessing, I would say I just told you.
But she's a good ratings grabber, right? I mean, like, let's face it.
There's a lot of guys grabbing when they're watching traffic.
That's what I'm saying. Dudes tune in because she's hot.
My guess, Fox 26.
Oh, yeah?
That's my guess.
Okay.
If she stays local.
Is it going to be an issue if she goes to 11?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No, they've already made a few mistakes. If you've watched their shows recently.
Well, you are going to get so much trouble.
I am getting in no trouble at all. Home, and especially, you know what? At home, I may get a little extra hugs and kisses. So
oh, really?
How about that?
Jason Abrams said, yeah, so along the lines of what Joel suggested, she must have pulled a Keiko and overestimated her value. Nice.
Me and the boys are going to do a little talking during the break. You guys are going to take a few minutes off, and we're going to continue to roll. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, spiritedly fun show. Hour number two, 3 hours of the total program right here on ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio with all kinds of information flying around and fun and games from Viter to Channel 2. We got it all for you. We got it all covered as we get ready for Game 4 tonight between the Yankees and Astros in the Bronx. You were diligently putting together more numbers into your spreadsheets, into your Barry the Hammer Vegas odds for the weekend.
Yes, I was diligently. I try to get it out before the weekend and before Thursday.
I'm sorry?
I try to get out the spreadsheet. Oh. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I at least had Chiefs Broncos done for tonight. But yeah, it was managed through all your talking. I persevered.
Well, from now on, I'll save you. I'll save you all the dirt and information.
I'm not going to lie, though; it was fascinating information. So, I liked it. I almost said something I shouldn't have said. It's weird though, man, because it's almost kind of spooky when I do these formulas how close it gets. Because my dumbass, I don't feel like it should work out that way, but like it does. Like Colts Texans, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way I do it, it says that the estimated over-under should be 47.45, and right now on Vegas Insider, it's 47.5. It's pretty weird. Now, some of them aren't that close, but a lot of them I do get within a point or two of the estimated over-under being the actual over-under that Vegas puts out.
The fact that without going to a 1-800 number
or
having to tip you in any way, shape, or form,
that's right. Just
you are the end of – Barry Bow is right here.
No, let me tell you what. Last week was awful. Last week was terrible.
It happens to the best of them. Look at Vegas Dave. It can happen to anybody.
I went 5-9 in picks and 4-9-1 in the over-under picks last week.
You can
awful.
Go from wearing a see-through backpack to freaking milk bone underwear.
Yeah, that's true.
In a week. So you just have to rebound this week.
48-43 on picks for the year and 14-14 on over-under picks because of the 2 weeks. I just started the over-under last week.
Will you be joining the Blitz soon?
No. No, but if you
with RJ,
if you want, follow me at Barry is Funny. Between now and Sunday, I'll tweet it out. I do it every week. I update my record. It's all out there for everyone to see.
I would like to see RJ Bell take a shot at you and let you rebuttal.
That was a thing. That whole thing happened when I was on the Blitz.
Really?
Yeah, me and RJ got after each other for his whole segment.
That would have been awesome.
It was fun. He's a funny dude. RJ's a very funny guy.
He seems like he's got some personality.
Yeah, he does. He's a funny dude. He kept calling me the wrong name. It was pretty funny.
Are you guys seeing the news regarding Adam Silver and the NBA and what's going on in China?
What happened?
Give it to us, Nick.
So apparently the Chinese government insisted on firing Daryl Morey. And here's a quote from Adam Silver. "We made clear that we were being asked to fire him by the Chinese government, by the parties we dealt with, government and business. We said there's no chance that's happening. There's no chance we'll even discipline him." That is the words of Adam
Good
Silver.
Good for him. Thank you.
Thank you for finally making the right stand as a league and as a commissioner.
And not one of these vague, even when Morey came back and tried to clean it up, I didn't take into account the views of my friends and colleagues and business associates in China. There's really no – this isn't taking into account other people. If you take into account what the Communist Party and regime and sympathizers have to say, then that doesn't matter. Like, that's the whole point, is that those people are the bad people. So right. taking into account right. their view on it, it doesn't make sense.
Did Silver say that he sent that to the leader of China or to LeBron?
Nice.
Because, I mean, LeBron wanted him punished too. So I, regardless, all those guys should just shut the hell up on this topic. Because I had told you guys all along too, even before it even got this big, Tillman wasn't going to fire him. No. He ain't going anywhere. And the league certainly can't be the league, as a league, say to an owner, you have to get rid of that GM because he expressed his personal opinion.
Could you imagine the uproar, the upheaval, if you allowed a communist regime in another country to dictate the hiring and firing of a front office worker in the NBA? Could you imagine? Oh, you think it's bad now for the NBA and the look and the hypocrisy of LeBron and, you know, Adam Silver kind of walking that fine line of not coming out and wanting to offend any further the Chinese government, but trying to have Daryl Morey's back at the same time. Whoo! If that were the case, if there was any inkling that they maybe even were entertaining it, it would have been awful. So good for him, good for the NBA for saying, look, it doesn't matter. We're not doing that.
I don't know if this puts a deterrent in China in terms of them, you know, with the power struggle that they have. And they're just always trying to, you know, because of the money that they've paid to the NBA, I guess that's what's given them so much leverage. And I think it's cool to see Adam Silver be that guy, you know, because we talk about Adam Silver as the commissioner. That probably was one or maybe his first black guy as a commissioner. Everything he's done so far, I think most people has agreed with.
Oh, he's been really good.
Yeah.
Most people agreed with his stance on gambling, and he seems to be that modern commissioner. This is the one situation where he kind of came off as a bad commissioner, so good for him to do that. I didn't expect him to come out, but it's good that he actually put it in a quote because I didn't expect him to take a stance, to be honest with you.
China's the king of bully ball. China is like Russia in a lot of ways, but China, because they have so much money and so much clout and so much technology and the way they do business across countries, they just feel like everybody's supposed to bow down and do whatever they say because they value the almighty dollar more than democracy. And that was why this was such a bad look, no matter who was speaking. So I'm glad that Adam Silver finally put his foot down and made that stance. And also I'm glad he made that public because he didn't have to.
No. He didn't. It was a quote, and now hopefully Daryl Morey learns from this. I don't know if it gets to his head, but obviously this was a scary situation. It's going to impact the bottom dollar. I imagine Daryl will be more careful about what he tweets out.
He better be, or literally then Tillman will fire him, because here's the thing, and this
was... But again,
was,
can we stop there just a second, though? What did he do wrong? Both are saying he should be careful and not do it again. What exactly did he do wrong?
He didn't do anything wrong, but sometimes when you do the right thing, there's still repercussions. We've talked about this before. I don't think he did the wrong thing at all. So I'm with you. I mean, I think he had a thought. He shared it, and there's backlash.
He had compassion.
He did, Barry, and I understand what you're saying from the whole freedom of speech point of view, right? But from an ownership standpoint,
and doing the right thing,
absolutely. But I'm just saying, when Tillman Fertitta looks at this, and yes, one is his business side of things in terms of his other businesses that are affected by relationships with China, right? But the other thing is from an internal standpoint that you've got to understand that regardless of what the league's going to deal with financially and otherwise. What isn't going to change is that from an organizational standpoint, they lost tens of millions of dollars based on one tweet, and it ain't coming back. And Les Alexander used to have kind of a saying in our office when we used to have a reputation of like the revolving door and other things. And that's why I said someone just in the middle of the pack in the front office would have been gone, because the bottom line, Les was a quick buys, quick sells, bottom line dollar and cents guy. If you cost me more than I'm paying you, you are no longer needed. And no matter what Daryl was making, the fact that the franchise took a major hit financially, that's why he didn't get fired this time, but that's why I think kind of to what Nick's saying too. Next time, he may not be so lucky. He can still speak his mind, and he still has freedom of speech to say whatever he wants, but if you don't think twice about the ramifications it might have on him, regardless of whether right or wrong, then... That, you know, that's on Daryl.
I guess. I mean,
I'm just telling you how I see
it. No. And that the what you're speaking is reality.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that it seems the NBA got in bed with a country run by a communist organization and doing awful humanitarian things to people. It's okay, I guess, because look, a lot of us, the consumerism in this country right now, a lot of our goods and services come from China. I mean, I'm wearing Jordans. They were made in China. Well, my Samsung phone wasn't, but I'm sure there were parts maybe that came from China.
The iPhone.
Oh, yeah. And so we do make that, you know, we are consumers of the goods and services, and we don't look the other way, or we do look the other way, and we're like, well, you know, it doesn't. But at some point, you have, you know, we shouldn't be allowed, or they shouldn't be allowed to dictate what goes on in this country. If we're buying goods and services, that's a business decision. Okay. It's a sticky situation. A lot of people are saying that it's very hypocritical for people to come out and be in support of China, but buy an iPhone. Well, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that though you have to start making decisions.
Doing the right thing has a price too, right?
Sure.
So I the first analogy that popped into my head is you find a wallet full of cash. Okay? If you do the right thing and return it, you lose the chance at a whole lot of money.
It wasn't your money, though.
But that's exactly right. And you did the right thing. In terms of the league, this league was born and built in the United States.
Yep.
The greatest of the greats that have ever played this game, 9.9 out of 10, have all come from this country and these 50 states. And you built the game, and it's marketing hammer that goes out there, and this marketing animal that just absolutely gets out in all countries and is such a popular thing. You need to do the right thing for your country, for your league, for your states, for your people, and realize you may take a financial hit in this, but your people are going to back you even more because you're doing the right thing.
I'd like to see what the numbers are that says that this is what's at stake. This is how much revenue China is responsible for in the NBA. And I mean, I'm sure it's upwards of billions.
So I've told you every time a Rockets game was seen in China, when we'd get the numbers, you were talking about from on the low end of like 90 million people to hundreds of millions of people. So then that translates into how many eyeballs I'm putting on it in China. So therefore, when I say that from a dollar value standpoint to sponsors, it's a big number.
So I'm looking at an article in USA Today, and I know we got to get to break. In fact, I'll give you some of these numbers.
Cool, yeah.
I've got some. And it talks about like the television deal and some other stuff, and we'll talk about that. But right now, I want to talk about GetUpside. And look, it ain't going to be billions, but there's people out there with hundreds of dollars in their account on GetUpside, and it's real money, and it's your money. And I want you suspects to hang on to it. So do yourself a favor right now. As I'm talking about it, get your phone out right now. Look, it's real simple. Now go to your app store. There you go. Type in GetUpside, all one word. Click search, click install. Now check this out. Once it's installed on your phone, put in my promo code Barry, and then when you leave work today and you go to fill up the tank in your car, pull up the GetUpside app, find a deal in your area that you like, and go get it. And that promo code Barry is going to give you a boost. That initial number you see is going to be bigger than normal because my promo code gets you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. But then after that, you can just use it whenever. Here's something crazy, all right? We're having a pool built at the house. The builder goes, dude, I listen to you every day. Thank you so much for telling me about GetUpside. I drive all over this city and I put so much gas in the car. He goes, man, I've been stacking up money in my account because of you, and I appreciate it. Guys, if you haven't made the switch, if you haven't installed it yet, do yourself a favor and install GetUpside on your phone. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. There's no long-term commitments. If you don't like it, you don't use it. But I promise you, if you like getting cash back for gas and cash back for food, you are going to absolutely love GetUpside. So right now, go install it on your phone, put in my promo code Barry, start getting that cash back, and thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go on the big show. What?
It's close enough.
Hop along will be back in here in just a second. I imagine he's.
Where'd he hobble
home.
Off to?
I have no idea. He probably had to poop.
Probably.
Did you have to poop, Joel? Tell the truth. We thought
he's walking
did.
Back in.
It takes forever, though. I get it. So I got you. I did the 90 in the books. By the way, AJ texting today when we were talking about Joel making it back in time. three in the front and 10 in the rear. I was like, hey, you stay out of our bedroom, pal. Okay.
Wasn't that his military days? Wasn't that what the movie was?
Oh!
And then you guys made it into like your out. Bedroom talk. I was I'm out.
He might murder you. Watch out.
That's what I've heard. Anyway.
All right.
Can't be proven.
Here's the numbers from the article that I found on USA Today about the financial ramifications of this whole ordeal with Maury's tweet in China. Mm-hmm. It says NBA revenue from China, and at a conservative estimate, is about $500 million annually. So about a half a billion annually. They had a $1.5 billion deal with Tencent. That was over a five-year span. So it's not $1.5 billion a year. It's $1.5 billion over five. But then they talk about the fact that NBA China, a separate business arm of the NBA, was valued at $5 billion by Sports Business Journal last month. A lot of money on the line. You know what? It all stems from the population, which is why what I think Aaron Raybould had brought up and some other people on Reddit were talking about is, you know, there are other markets with that many millions of people in them.
Sure.
And just what you did. I mean, who would have ever thought that the NBA would be this big in China? And the same would hold true. Whoever would thought that the NBA could be that big in India?
Or Africa. The Basketball Without Borders program started out as a grassroots, pick a country and try and help one country at a time. And it just exploded by everybody going, we want part of that too. And we all play basketball too. And we love this team and this player and all this other stuff. So, yes, there's tons of other countries that back this league. Unfortunately, the one that we're dealing with in this situation pretty much has more money than any of the others that they're dealing with.
Yeah, and I'm ignorant to the human rights record of India, but one would think if you could find another country with the same amount of eyeballs on TV that could generate the same kind of revenue. Now, again, you have to have that infrastructure, and I don't know what the television infrastructure is in India or Africa or anywhere else. I know China is pretty technologically advanced.
That's what I'm talking about too. Yeah,
But at the same time, if you can help that, if you can generate that, you can make up that money. It won't be this year, it won't be next year, but over time, you can find these other locations to do that in.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
And be able to sleep at night, right? Like, I mean,
yeah, that's
part of
thing.
It is the fact that you've got an awful, awful legacy of human rights in China under this regime. And somebody texted and said, look, you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. It's a great point. And let's be real. China isn't a great
– no.
It's so not a great situation.
If you're Adam Silver, you either – and I'm not trying to get political here, but you either admit that you are like some of the highest offices in the land and decide that you literally can be bought regardless of what's going on, or you make the stand that we will not tolerate this, and regardless of how much revenue or potential future revenue we lose, we are going to do the right thing for the right reasons – and that's it. Mm-hmm. And be done with it. Because it's a bad look to think that you can be bought as a league or anywhere else in any other kind of business, but especially specifically here, because the NBA is such a massive juggernaut, to think that they literally acted like they could be bought.
Well, this article came out on October 9th, and in the article it also talks about the fact that, and this is a direct quote from the article, it says, on Monday, the U.S. blacklisted 28 Chinese entities because they have been, quote, implicated in human rights violations and abuses in the implementation of China's campaign of repression, mass arbitrary detention, and high-technology surveillance against the Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other members of Muslim minority groups. So again, this isn't just, oh, well, we're losing money. You're talking about people that are trying to be wiped off the face of the earth inside of China. So it I think it becomes bigger than that.
Yeah.
But it's a weird dynamic, man. It really is. It's crazy to think that it almost does feel, and I'll give credit to whoever said it, but it kind of almost does feel hypocritical to say, well, sorry, NBA, you just get out of there because they're so awful. And I tweeted that from this iPhone that I bought that was made, you know, by parts that were manufactured in China or assembled in China. So it's a weird situation, man. And you just hope that at some point, and this is the scary part, is I don't remember the exact quote or headline or where it was from, but I do know that somebody talked about China, and one of the leaders said, look, if you try to come in and change what we're doing in our country, It's going to be all-out war. And that's the scary part, is that things like that could escalate between what the NBA is doing and what's going on with sanctions in China and this trade war. Things could get ugly really fast.
No doubt about it.
It could be right back to the 80s and the Cold War with Russia.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when countries really like to stick to their traditions, that's what happens. Like, yeah. You put them in a corner and they don't really want to break from that tradition. I could totally see something like that happening. It is a sticky situation.
But also, very scary. No dictatorship wants to look like it has weakness.
Sure.
Because they've given in to a league or a stance or a statement that makes them change their policy. They want everybody to change for them so that they can control everybody and still have that hammer. And that's why they fight so diligently, punish so hard, and take it out on anybody that does anything that violates the laws of their dictatorship. So it hasn't gone away. I'm glad Adam Silver made the statement he made, Nick, to your point. You know, David Stern was great and did a lot of great things. He also had some slip-ups, but for everybody across the board thinks Adam Silver has been the best forward-thinking guy to lead this league going forward, and that's why this was a bad look as his early press conferences. This is the first signs I'm seeing of a guy that's getting it together and putting it out there the way it should be.
Good for him.
So. All right, with that being said, we've got plenty more to get to on the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also reach us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and, of course, at the producer, Nick. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about Infuse Energy. I switched about 3 years ago. I'm not making this up, people. I've saved thousands over the bills I used to get from my previous energy provider, and it's simple. Josh Pesikoff and his staff are locally owned and operated, and their only focus is to make sure you get the best deal and the best rate possible. So when you call them, they're going to make sure they take care of you. Sure, you can go to infuseenergy.com, but better yet, go to 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Call them. You're going to get a human being. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them. They're going to find out if you use energy during the week or on weeknights, weekends. Is it for business? Is it for your family? And go from there until they get the best rate and the best deal they possibly can give you. Most of the time, they're going to have the best rate that no one can touch. And in those rare occasions, there's another company out there that can beat their prices, they're going to let you know. They're like a trusted friend. You go to them and they're going to be 100% honest, and they're there to take care of you. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and they are going to take you through every step of the way. Their customer service is so good. 5 out of 5-star rating on the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best you can get, and they got it for you. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Also, 100% green energy at your fingertips. Believe me when I tell you, it's worth your time to infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Having a great show, covering a lot of bases, sports and otherwise, getting into a lot of the topics. And also, as always, getting you ready for Game 4 tonight between the Yankees and the Astros and the Bronx. We've covered a lot of ground. The one thing I wanted to mention, you guys, and I know you normally don't do this, but I did watch the Rockets game last night. And that's what I expected out of you, Barry. I then, based on this peg leg, I had ESPN on, hoping for SportsCenter, and I got Lakers-Warriors. My takeaway quickly... and I'm sure Rockets fans aren't going to like this. That was a god-awful performance by the Rockets. I hope it was just preseason, but I saw a lot of time with Westbrook and Harden on the floor. I saw a lot of iso ball. I saw a lot of things that didn't work, a lot of guys that weren't playing right. And I saw James Harden still get 40 after he didn't take a shot, basically, for the first 6 or 7 minutes. So hopefully they're going to clean it all up before the regular season starts, and it's obviously going to be a work in progress. Not to take anything away from what they're going to do and try to do. But I watched that Laker game last night, and I don't care who they were playing. It's a pretty impressive squad, the way they have that kind of chemistry and continuity with all those new pieces. A year ago, because they had so many misfit new pieces like Lance Stephenson and otherwise, it was, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and all those guys, it was like, they're a mess. This year... that team to be playing that well, passing the ball and making the plays that they're making, boy, I'd love to say I'm wrong, but man, the Lakers look smooth right now.
LeBron did look good. I only watched a portion of the Rockets game. I didn't really watch too much. I mean, the only point I could make about that was the floor spacing and, you know, what's going to happen when Russell Westbrook is in ISO. I think they have time to clean that up. I don't know if they will, but they have time to clean that up. You're right. Lakers do look good. I do like the way LeBron looks. He ran the point. And I felt like he did it very, very well. It's going to be interesting to see how the Western Conference plays out, considering the Clippers, the Lakers, the Rockets, and all the two-star teams that we have now.
Yeah, and not two stars in like the overall rating of the team, but two superstars on each squad. And when I was looking at that, and I opened up ESPN this morning, and they did their annual GM survey of all the GMs in the league to get their picks on individual awards and teams and stuff like that. The thing that surprised me the most is all the GMs' majority pick to win it all, Clippers.
Why does that surprise you?
Because I think the Lakers right now might be a deeper, more well-rounded team. I watched the Laker team play with all the extra ball movement, the passing and all that, without their arguably third best player in Kyle Kuzma. Now, I do understand that the Clippers have a good roster too, but I would think it would be hard-pressed to see a Clipper team, and obviously it's not how they're playing now, it's how they play in the playoffs, but I would find it hard. I'd be hard-pressed to see that the Clippers could play any better than the Lakers were playing last night.
Okay.
You think the Clippers are your choice?
I mean, we talked about the two L.A. teams being in the top two.
We both, I think everybody said those were the top two, right?
Yeah, at this point you flip a coin, but I'm not going to base it off of what I see in preseason necessarily.
46% said Clippers hold the trophy at the end of the year, putting them ahead of the Bucks at 36, the Lakers at 11, and the Warriors and the Blazers receiving a vote each. Anybody notice what's missing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no Rockets there. So in terms of making the finals in the West, Clippers 66%, Lakers 14%, Warriors and Rockets 7%, Blazers and Nuggets 3%.
What was last year's? Which teams will win the NBA Finals? Golden State was 87% last year. Boston and Houston tied at 7%. That was last year's prediction. So I don't know that I'd put a lot of stock into it.
No, I'm just a man of the people East, giving them the numbers.
In the East, they had to come out of the East. They had Boston at 38, Toronto at 26, Philly at 21. To come out of the West, they had Golden State at 38, Houston at 29, OKC at 14%. So,
okay, so go Rockets.
Yeah,
fine. I'm just telling you what the eye test showed me last night in two different games.
Would you think the same thing about an NFL preseason game?
Here's what I would say. I would say in an NFL preseason game, I would recognize a team that was playing the right way, that was actually, regardless of how the defense was or whatever, what they were doing, what they were executing and the way they were going about their business, I could recognize that. And what I recognized last night, like I said, was for guys from coming from all different directions to join one roster, to have the court awareness, the chemistry, the extra pass. JaVale McGee, of all people, who's never been known as like a team player and or a guy that can play in a structured kind of system. But my God, between Davis and LeBron and even the guys that they brought in, like Danny Green, and the guy that really impressed me was Avery Bradley. I thought Avery Bradley was on the scrap heap. I thought he was done, and he looked pretty good. So, and the Warriors, Curry didn't play, but I didn't want to believe anybody that said the Warriors were not going to make the playoffs. But the biggest thing that people didn't consider was they went from the best defensive team in the league to a team that can't stop anyone.
Really?
Yeah. Defensively, they lost so much with Iguodala and Livingston Durant, and guys that could put the clamps in. Right. An underrated defender like Durant. They got nobody that can stop anybody. And Clay was one of those guys. But Draymond Green's going to get real frustrated because he's a defender and he's got no one around him. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, but it all gets started for real next week.
We'll circle back in December and see how.
You will. Nick and I will talk about it.
Oh, my God.
You got lawn talk, we got hoops.
Kill me.
That's the way it works. Jeez, I just want to give people the Rockets perspective. I mean, I don't know.
Preseason basketball. Trying to make him explode.
Well, I can't. Everybody's trying it. I'm not appreciating it a whole hell of a lot.
You
right
might.
Now.
His leg's not elevated anymore.
That's true. Good point. Why did you... Because
I went and got... I'll get it back on the stand.
Yeah, I like it. You were kind of stretching the boys out.
No doubt. I was like, well, I'll be more limber by the time all this process is over. But, yeah, I'll get the ankle back elevated. But There was a little basketball for you. People clamoring for a little Texans talk, too, so we'll get into that. By the way, just an FYI, Sigmund Bloom normally joins us 2:30 on Thursdays. He had something come up. We tried to find his right-hand man as a replacement. It didn't work out. Our apologies for not letting you know earlier, but again, you can always go to footballguys.com. You can go to @SigmundBloom on Twitter. He normally does a great job of trying to even appease you guys with questions along the way, but he will definitely plans on being back next week, and we apologize for the fact that he wasn't able to join us
today.
Did
you see this crazy story where Myles Garrett got punched in the face by a fan?
Yeah, what was that about?
Taking a pic. So apparently he was at a light, and the fan saw him, got out of his car, walked over to Garrett's car, asked if he could take a picture. Myles Garrett rolls the window down. The fan takes a picture with him, a selfie, then turns around and punches him in the face and runs off.
He called it something, though, right?
A pillow tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, bro, maybe next time use your legs, and maybe it would actually make me flinch, but... what a weird thing to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if you're Myles Garrett, kudos to you. And he's a very, very smart guy and well-educated guy. But the fact that he showed the restraint to not just go chase the guy down, we've seen him do it with quarterbacks. I'm pretty sure all he'd have to do is open up his car door, and he probably could have made mincemeat out of the guy.
It says the man got in the car, fled the scene. Police caught up with him because of his license plate.
Dumbass.
Why would you think you... First of all, why would you do something like that? Yeah. Did you just think it would be cool? Like, you're going to tell your friends, hey, remember that story when he got... That was me, bro. I punched Myles Garrett in the face.
Here's the selfie.
While he was in a car, you know, couldn't get out and defend himself. That's how big
didn't know what you were
going to
do.
Yeah. Yeah. What an idiot.
Fans are crazy, man.
That's like saying someone here goes up to J.J. Watt and takes a selfie and then punches him in the face. I mean... what are you doing?
Nick, how much would you do that?
I would not do that to anybody. No athlete.
No?
0% chance I would do that.
What about like a jockey from the Kentucky Derby?
They're kind of small. I think I got them.
Kinda? Right?
You changed your mind now?
Because they're just as tall as Altuve. They're like 5'2".
Altuve is a pretty strong dude, too, by the way.
I wouldn't mess with Altuve, but those, I'd mix it up with them.
Is that why you want to see little people wrestle?
I was going to say, you might catch them wrestling in Beaumont, jockeys.
Someone on Twitter listed like 4 different places I can go to, by the way. Considering.
We need to do a Usual Suspects field trip. And
totally
go,
would
go
do
to
it.
That.
Totally down.
We're just researching. We just want to get to the bottom of it.
I want to referee one.
I was going to say, I'd be a guest referee, guest ring announcer, guest manager. I would totally get involved with
I would totally do that.
I just want to get up and go, you're my boy, Blue!
That would be fun. We got to do that. Yeah, we got to do that for sure.
Yeah, okay. We'll put that on the list.
Yeah, I also got to tell the people about my bookie, man. We were talking earlier about my spreadsheet. Rough week for me, but hey, look, if you want to use it and take your chances, or if you want to use advice from Fred, AJ, or anybody, doesn't matter. But look, if you want to get action on games, you got to do it at MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. It is the online place to be. To get action on those games. More prop bets than any other sports book out there. And y'all, absolutely nobody pays you out faster. You get your cash when you want it. That is so important. And hey, look, you don't have to get the bets in. I mean, I recommend you get your bets in before kickoff. But if you don't, they still have action for you. You can still enjoy the game and get some action on it after kickoff. More parlays and teasers and everything else you can think of under the sun is right there at MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. You can take something small, turn it into something big. That's the fun of wagering on sports, and that's the security that you get at MyBookie is when you win, you're going to get your money out. That is so important. Don't bet with a no-name sports book. Who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with, so you need to bet with MyBookie. Look, right now they got a special going on, too. If you use promo code RADIO when you sign up, they will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money. That's it. Up to $1,000 for you to wager on your favorite team or put it on those parlays or teasers or whatever you're doing. But it's there for you. All you got to do is use promo code RADIO to take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. Guys, go sign up today. I promise you're going to have fun. If you're out there like me, you're just a casual bettor, or you're taking it serious. Either way, go to mybookie.ag. Use that promo code RADIO because you play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. Oh, what?